Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast on the important news of the day. My name is Amit and I am going to tell you about Chitleen K. Sethi's report. Man government presents Rs. 2 lakh crore plus Punjab budget. Outstanding debt likely to touch Rs. 3.74 lakh crore. Punjab outstanding debt is likely to touch an alarming Rs. 3.74 lakh crore by the end of new fiscal, amounting to more than 46% of the state's total gross domestic product of over Rs. 8 lakh crore. Given the state's 3 crore plus population, Punjabis will likely have a debt of Rs. 1.24 lakh each on an average. Last year, the debt burden stood at Rs. 3.47 lakh crore, presenting a Rs. 2.06 lakh crore annual budget for 2024-2025. Finance Minister Harpal Chima Tuesday informed the Assembly that the AAP government will be raising an estimated debt over Rs. 41,000 crore this year, apart from banking on Rs. 55,500 crore through ways and means advances to meet its expenditure. The WMA, a financial instrument of the Reserve Bank of India, is meant for central and state governments to tide over any mismatch in receipts and payments. However, it is usually an emergency provision to be used sparingly. Though Chima said that the focus would continue on agriculture, health and education and social welfare, he did not announce any provision to pay for the AAP's major pre-election promise of giving Rs. 1,000 per month to every woman in the state. On Monday, this AAP government in Delhi had announced the implementation of a similar scheme in its annual budget. The Punjab government will be spending Rs. 2,900 crore less on capital expenditure, as it has come down from last year's Rs. 10,300 crore to Rs. 7,400 crore. The gross state domestic product for Punjab is estimated to grow to a little over Rs. 8 lakh crore, Chima said, clocking a growth rate of 9% from the current Rs. 7.36 lakh crore. The finance minister pegged the revenue deficit at per 2.89 cent and the fiscal deficit as at per 3.80 cent. In 2022-23, the state registered a fiscal deficit of 5.04% and in last year's budget estimated it was pegged at 4.98%. Of the proposed Rs. 1.27 lakh crore revenue expenditure, the government will spend over Rs. 35,000 crore on salaries and wages and nearly Rs. 20,000 crore on paying pensions. Of the rest, almost Rs. 24,000 crore will go in payment of interest, while Rs. 9,330 crore was allocated for power subsidy to agriculture. Another Rs. 7,780 crore was kept aside to offset the power bills of households which consume less than 300 units per month. Chima said the state is expected to increase its own tax revenue by over 14.6% as compared to last year. The state's own tax revenue is expected to increase from Rs. 42,243 crore to Rs. 51,400 crore. The Punjab government will spend Rs. 13,780 crore on agriculture, a 4% rise than last year's Rs. 13,236 crore last year. Chima said another Rs. 16,987 crore, up from last year's Rs. 16,058 crore, is allocated for education, while Rs. 5,264 crore, up from last year's Rs. 4,646 crore, will be spent on health. The Social Welfare and Justice Department got ₹9,388 crore, up from last year's ₹8,900 crore. Infrastructure was allotted ₹24,283 crore, 10% more than last year's ₹22,161 crore. Criticizing the budget, Congress State President Amrinder Singh Raja Waring said that there was nothing new for any section of society in the budget. He said, "The budget is absolutely hollow. There is nothing in it for the poor, industrialists, farmers. Old schemes have been repeated. They are claiming revenue has increased. Debt has also increased." Similarly, Congress leader Navjot Sidhu said in a video message that the budget was a confession of the precarious economic situation of Punjab without giving any solutions for income generation. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I am Amit in New Delhi. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.